Rawiri Waititi with us first up, though. Tēnā koe, Rawiri. Thanks for sharing some time with us this morning. Morena.
Morena, brother. Morena, morena. Morena, tata.
Thanks very much. Well, look, the race is on with earnest too, October, so it's going to be really an intriguing battle. I did notice a piece from Debbie, who's advanced the idea of establishing a mokopuna authority rather than Oranga Tamariki. This is thinking outside the square. Firstly, what do you hate so much about Oranga Tamariki, and what are you hoping that a new focus and entity, even a name change, might result in?
Yeah, so, you know, they changed their name from SIFS to Oranga Tamariki, but there's nothing Oranga about our Tamariki in their particular system at all. They failed report after report, and there are only 16 reports that failed. But we continue to fund a very, very broken and toxic system that our Tamariki are sitting in. And so what we want to do is remove them out of state care into an entity that's run by us. So this is independent. This is how we wanted to see the Māori Health Authority. We didn't want to see a Māori Health Authority that was still part of a government-type-run agency. We wanted it to be absolutely independent. The key to this is having an independent Māori Authority that has the ability to be able to move across that state system, bring our babies home, because many of them, you know, it's a colonising tool. Where they remove babies out of those communities, they remove them from their families. They're only dealing with proximate causes. None of them are dealing with the ultimate cause, which is around poverty, disconnection. Those are the things that we should be dealing with. You know, if you look back at the Matua Whānau kaupapa back in the 80s, to Tangata, even the Pūrau Te Arapatu report, this is exactly what our people are talking about, to remove our kids out of state care, move them back into their whānau, back into their hapa, back into their iwi, ensuring that there are supports put in place to build the whole whānau. Not to steal Tamariki and put them into state care, but to rebuild those whānau and start dealing with the most critical, toxic and violent way you can deal with the people, and that is to continue to keep them in poverty.
Tēnā koe. Some would say, look, name changes, even political change, might be well and good, but effectively you get the same bureaucrats who are steering the ship once the change from Oranga Tamariki through to Mokopuna Māori Authority or whatever the name might be. What would you say of that, that ultimately, you know, systems can change, but bureaucrats don't seem to?
Yes, that's right. And this will not be a bureaucratic entity. This will be run by hapu, iwi and Māori and whānau that would be a part of this particular kaupapa. The current system is broken. It has never worked. Oranga Tamariki. We've just had the inquiry around abuse whilst in state care. That's come in. There's a damning report over years and years and years of abuse of power by the Crown, but not only that, the abuse of our Tamariki whilst in state care. And you've just seen this as a recent. You know, we went out to a facility at Muri there, where kids were out up on the roof, and they were being blamed. When we got there to help to assist in that particular situation, it was the kids on the roof who were being blamed for being out of control, for being naughty. In actual fact, when they dug down deeper into the review of why those kids were on the roof, there would have been abuse, there were fight type scenarios being set up by the guards. There was abuse by the guards. And then also, a couple of weeks before that, you know, there was talk of sexual abuse, where kaimahi had been fired because of sexual abuse. These are the things that these tamariki are facing in state care. This is independent. This is not part of the government. These are not bureaucrats running this particular process. This is about iwi, hapu, whānau, and Māori organisations coming together to look at the best possible way to rebuild our families and to start dealing with the most heinous or violent tools used by colonial governments, and that is to continue to keep its people impoverished and in poverty.
Let's look at that latest UN report too. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to work out that incarceration rates in this country are diabolical and concerning. Something needs to give here. We have had these negative reports from the UN many times before. What are you reading to the latest?
Oh, look, you know, can you just repeat that? I'm at the airport in this Just kind of talking over the intercom. I thought I might have heard my flight.
Could Rawiri Waititi please make his way to the plane? The passengers on board are getting sick and tired, and we need to move some luggage to accommodate his hat.
I know. It happens to me all the time. People say, do you hear your name on that mic quite often?
Well, listen, if you've got to go, you'll have to work out whether you should stay or you should go now. Right, what about this? Just let us know if you've got to run. Yesterday we saw Penny announcing some forestry cope-up, but a lot of people were very hoo-ha, again, off the back of the problems that Tairawhiti have faced. And that another bureaucrat's not going to solve the problem, as suggested. What did you read into his announcement? And you're in contact with those on the ground affected most?
Absolutely, because that's also part of my area, and we've got huge forestry interests on the coast. But, you know, they shouldn't have gone up there to announce that. You know, the people up on the coast have done it hard over the last couple of years. And really only have we got over Bola, and that was back in the 80s. You know, we were still reeling from the impacts of what they said was going to be a once-in-a-50-year storm. In actual fact, it's happening every year now. You know, it's happening every year now. So, you know, Penny needed to go there with solutions that were enduring for our whānau, but also resource for them to be able to build back better. And that's not what happened. And the whānau there showed and told him that they were not happy.
Are you on the run? Oh, can I pose one more question to you?
You can. I'll do it on the run.
Well, Te Mātara, you know, you're a kapa guy, and Te Mātara I Orehu are hanging up the pupu. They've been enormous, haven't they? And have helped to change the face of modern day kapa.
They were game changers. Absolute game changers. I remember them in 96, which was my first Matatini. When they performed it, we'd never seen anything like it. And so Te Mātara Raiore, who were game changers in the kapahaka space, I want to acknowledge Wetini, and I want to acknowledge those who were part of that kapa, because, you know, growing up, I watched that kapa, and it was bloody absolutely, you know, we'd never seen anything like it. You know, even the way their bodies looked, you know, I was thinking, but that's what happens, you know. This is what happens with wānanga. When tūmukōrero, like Wetini, when they're done, ka whakamoia te kaupapa. And that's what he's doing, ka whakamoia te kaupapa, to allow others to build their own kaupapa and their own whare wānanga, heading forward. So I just want to wish them all the luck and thank them for their service to Te Matatini.
And are you going to pay for the moves you plagiarised from their performances?
I doubt if I can take any of their moves.
Good on you. Hey, thanks, mate. Thanks very much, Rawiri Waititi, joining us on the show.